Although the Gospels are silent about the activities of Jesus and his disciples on Wednesday of Holy Week, the rulers of the temple were still upset over him avoiding their verbal traps. Their verbal contest simply added to the desire of the chief priests to put Jesus to death. Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus, may have made his deal with the chief priests early on Wednesday or Thursday. One of the questions asked by the Pharisees in an attempt to discredit Jesus concerned taxes paid to Rome. If Jesus said, "Pay taxes," he could be considered a traitor to the Jewish people. If Jesus said, "Don't pay taxes," he could be accused of usurping the Roman authority. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why do you put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness in the inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Other groups tried different questions to besmirch Jesus' reputation in the sight of the people. Each group failed. Jesus clearly proclaimed the truth of God's word. Therefore, Matthew recorded, "Nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions." May the truth of God's word, may the truth of Jesus' teaching, continue to guide us as we hold to him in faith. Amen.